So I think the mentality must become that we choose to give ourselves the experience of having more than enough in every area of our life. You know, procrastination is about lack and it's about fear and it's about avoidance. Being a queen is about abundance in every area, more than enough in every area, in money, in love, in friendship, in time, in joy, in pleasure, like all the areas that are important to you.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
Queen, what is up? How are you today? Welcome to another episode of the Divine Living Podcast. It is such a joy to have you here. I love getting your DMs. I love our connection. I love hearing what's happening in your life, especially during this season, during this 2020, during this holiday time, during, well, really at any time in your life, but like really right now, it's such a precious time for us to take a moment and pause. So whether you're listening to this while you're getting some things done or taking a moment for yourself, I just want you to know how much you belong here, how much you matter, how loved you are, how important you are, and how everything is happening for you, not to you. I am coming to you with today's topic based off of what my community manager, Chelsea, has requested. And she has the great privilege and honor to be on the front row with so many of the women in our community and in our programs. And she noticed a theme and she said, Gina, will you please do a podcast on this subject? And I thought it was a brilliant idea. So today's subject is on procrastination. That's right, queens. We are going to get ourselves out of any kind of low vibe procrastination and get so great at moving our lives forward. So let's start with a prayer and then we'll dive into today's subject. Dear God, we are coming to you asking and claiming for greater power, greater confidence, greater decision making, greater assuredness in knowing who we are and selecting the choices that are best for our lives, where we think so highly of ourselves, where we're just consistently with you moving our lives forward step after step, day after day, saying yes to opportunity, saying no to all the things that aren't right for us, and doing it with so much grace and ease. And we pray all of this believing, amen. All right. So a queen has more than enough everything. And obviously we are all working on our queenhood. So the kind of, you know, the I don't have enough money is kind of a common one. And we certainly work on that a lot here in the Divine Living community. And not enough time, not enough confidence, not enough clarity. Are you seeing the theme here? Like, we women are so powerful and we are connected and have access to the infinite and unlimited realms. And yet we shrink ourselves down sometimes to a pathetic version of, yes, even ourselves. I know this too often to be true in my own life. I'm going to share with you some of the experiences that I really woke up to, the ways in which I was not behaving like a queen and where I quickly recommitted and got myself back on track. And hopefully this will share if there's areas that are like that for you, how you can as well. So the first one that comes to mind is when I saw myself procrastinating, leaving the house on time to get to the place that I was going. In particular, the story that's coming to mind right now was law school. Don't ask. It happened for a year. It ended. It's like that. Anywho, I was living in Santa Monica and law school was, you know, towards downtown LA. And I would procrastinate, waiting to the last minute to leave. Then I would be stressed, run out the door, jump in my car, and drive like a maniac down the 10 freeway to get to school, like totally like swerving. And I'd figure out which lanes were like more open. And it was like missed a light and it would turn red. It was like, it was so stressful. And one day I said to myself, Gina, what if you left with more than enough time to get there stress-free? And I felt like the heavens sort of opened up for me. I'm like, the thought of getting there, because it was such a habit for me of getting there late, stressed, looking for parking, risking being in an accident, basically, because it was like just, you know, driving, literally. And I was like, it felt like, you know, if you write on a piece of paper and you write in all the margins, and there's no margin for you to go off into the margin. You're going to go off the page. And so I realized that a queen has enough self-esteem to not show up late and to not be stressed on her way of getting anywhere. And so I stopped procrastinating my arrival time, and it made such a difference. And sometimes, because there were unexpected accidents or unexpected road closures, that because I left myself that extra time, I still got there on time. I didn't get there early, but I got there on time. And most of the time I got there early, so I would have some moments to myself. And, you know, fast forward many, many moons later, I do that with my morning routine. I was realizing that if I got up an hour before working out, I was like, didn't quite get all my journaling and reading and meditating time in. And then I started getting up earlier and earlier and not procrastinating the wake up time. And the first couple of days weren't that easy, but then I just trained my body. And now I get up 2 to 2.5 hours before my workout so that I have this beautiful time to myself. And I make sure that I go to bed in time to wake up naturally at the time, and life becomes so much better that way. And I see, look at, I can be the queen of the last minute, Nelly too. So I am not like pointing any sort of finger here. You know, it's taken me a long time in business to stop avoiding things and waiting for the last minute. Or I knew I was going to go to a conference and I would wait until the last minute that the ticket price would go up or the last minute that you could actually sign up. I get it. And it's, I don't know, it's so unnecessary, I think, because the amount of stress that we add to our lives when everything doesn't go exactly according to plan, it's beneath us as queens. So I think the mentality must become that we choose to give ourselves the experience of having more than enough in every area of our life. You know, procrastination is about lack, and it's about fear, and it's about avoidance. Being a queen is about abundance in every area, more than enough in every area, in money, in love, in friendship, in time, in joy, in pleasure, like all the areas that are important to you. How about that? Let's you and I commit to more than enough so that when something does take longer, things aren't going exactly according to plan, we've got that margin space. We've got that room. One of my favorite clients, I called and I told her about a program that I was going to be offering. And I said that for anyone who's in, they needed to make their deposit. They needed to make their deposit in the month of November to secure their spot so that I knew the commitment was real. And I wasn't, that day wasn't that day. I was just calling to let her know about it. And she asked, so she's like, okay, yep, this sounds good. I'm going to think about it, this and that. And then she said, what's the latest I can sign up? So I kind of had the idea. She had already decided she was going to sign up. And I was like, we'll just call her Jane. I was like, well, Jane, what do you want me to say? November 30th at 11:59:59. Like, why do we women do this to ourselves? Like, what's the last possible moment? I think that we can start asking a better question. How about, great, let me take the time that I need to think about this, make the decision one way or another. There was zero pressure there. And then go into action about whatever needed to happen, whether it was sign up for registration or making a certain amount of money for the deposit, or like whatever the thing is. And I see myself too, like it takes a habit for us to get out of this procrastination. And something that I've noticed, even myself, at the time of this recording, I'm so in love with the Q Club. Like I love it, love it, love it, love it so much. And from what I'm hearing, many of you are as well, which makes me very happy. And I can tend to wait till the last minute to order the clothes that are going to be needed for the film shoot, or to order the, you know, whatever the products are that I'm featuring, or to plan things out and figure it out. And it robs me of the joy. Like, I mean, not all the joy, because I'm still passionate about it, but it's like, it could be even more fun. I could, you know, have even more space. It could be even more pleasurable if I really safeguarded the pre-plan that much more. I would leave room for, if a package didn't get delivered right on time, then there would be space and there wouldn't be stress. And so this whole thing around procrastination, I know that I, just even as a result of doing this podcast right now, I'm going to be so much more mindful and so much more committed to playing at such a higher level. Because, you know, this stuff, it drags us down, right? We start thinking about stupid things, like I'm going online and spending my time looking up tracking packages, and then I'm stressed and I'm worried, like, what if it doesn't come in time for the day that we're shooting that particular product? Low vibe. I remember one time there was a program that I was doing, and one of the bonuses, people had to submit this like form that they were going to get feedback on. And it was like, you know, whatever date at midnight. And some of the women calculated it wrong. But the point is, there was all this scramble and all this stress about having waited to the last minute. And, you know, and my team really cares. Like, you're so much about like serving people, and we have to have appropriate deadlines and boundaries and honor those as well. And then I was just like, I took personal responsibility, not over other people not being able to calculate the right date and time, but I took personal responsibility. A, if the messaging wasn't super clear, I'll make it clearer in the future. And then I said, B, I said, what are we doing making midnight the deadline anyways? Like, I'll definitely take responsibility for that. Like, who, I know I have people in all different global time zones, but for whoever is in my time zone, I don't want anyone up at midnight submitting their form. And so I like made change the whole company policy that at least for us, it's going to be during normal office hours of whatever our cutoffs are going to be. And we can just learn to train ourselves to just not wait till this last minute. Another area that I can get so low vibe and not in my queen power is sadly around the holidays. Oh my goodness, waiting to the last minute to order presents and pay all the extra money for the, you know, expedited delivery, or not be able to order something because it's out of stock or it will take too long to get there once I finally do it. It's like too many years going in and ordering presents became a chore when it was meant to be a delight, because I was stressed and I was hurried and I didn't have time to just like shop, even if it was online, for exactly what I wanted it to be. So I say, women, let's dive into this topic about what this procrastination is actually about. And part of it is not having a high enough regard for ourselves. I think that so many times when we wait to the last minute, sometimes it is about placing everybody else's needs and desires and preferences and priorities first. So that when we save the last little bits of energy or time for us, it can, and our desires and our needs, then it can be very last minute. And the way we get to turn this around, start prioritizing yourself. Start safeguarding yourself. Start being the queen who is so empowered and in charge of her life and in charge of her choices that she blocks off time in advance, that she anticipates what her needs and preferences will be and goes and actually safeguards that. Now, other times that I have seen me procrastinate is when I was afraid of making a decision. And so I would kind of like psych myself out or play this little game with myself, like convincing myself that I was processing the decision when I wasn't processing. I was actually sitting in indecision. And I've seen so many of my clients do the same. Well, I'm processing. No, you're not. You're committed to indecision right now because you're not, if you're not like actually working with someone to process something, if you're either gossiping or you're avoiding or you're spinning, none of that is an actual process, right? And so, and I see it in myself where I was afraid to look more deeply into something. I was afraid to look into how much something would cost. I was afraid to look into how I could come up with the money. I was afraid of making a particular commitment. And we don't need to be in fear. We are queens. We have the ability to make excellent choices for ourselves. And one of the commitments that I've made to myself is getting really great at making decisions one way or another, because the decision means to cut. And when you cut something, you totally move your life forward in one direction or another. Because if you've made a decision, you're going to move in the energy of that decision. That's where everything's going to flow. You're going to move your life forward faster by making the decision. Now, I'm not saying you need to pull the flower open, and I'm not saying that there isn't some space warranted. Everything doesn't have to be instantaneous gut instinct. However, dragging it out, prolonging it, waiting till the last minute, being in the indecision serves no one, and certainly not the health of your body, because you're just spinning about it over and over and over again. Make the decision one way or another and move forward. So that's another way that I see myself procrastinate. And then the third place that I see myself procrastinate is when I really don't want to do something. And when I really don't want to do something and I'm procrastinating it, it's usually because I have not given myself permission to get support. I've put it all on my shoulders. I've left it all up to me. I thought I had to be the one to do it all. And an example that comes to mind would be anything like, oh, I don't know, like writing a sales page. Ugh, I would just avoid it, procrastinate. And then I had the brilliant idea. Well, what if I work with my assistant, whoever it was at the time, and we do it together. So it could be in collaboration. Or what if I got a mastermind partner who I thought could help me with it, and then I could help them with something. And then later on, what if I got the support of hiring a copywriter so I didn't have to do it all and I could just edit it so my voice is in it. And so many times when I'm avoiding doing something, it's because the universe actually wants me to be lifted up and get the support. And so if you're avoiding, I don't know, decluttering a closet or answering emails or looking at spreadsheets or whatever task it is for you, why don't you too take a look at seeing who else could do this? Like, or what level of support could you have? And then maybe you're the final say so, or maybe you start it and let someone else finish it if that feels more right in this particular circumstance. So you see, these ways, they're just waking up to giving yourself permission to be the queen that you are and taking responsibility for being super high vibe. You know, thinking things through ahead of time, prioritizing yourself, you know, blocking off and safeguarding your calendar so that there is more than enough time and space for you to be able to think and make these decisions and then have confidence in the decisions. And the other thing too is I think that so many women are afraid of making a decision because they're so afraid of making a mistake. This one, I got many issues. This is not my biggest issue these days. Like, I give myself permission to make mistakes all the time. It's the only way I learn. Because if I sit there and I'm like, should I order this? Should I order that? Should I order this? Should I order that? Like, it's just like, just make the decision and learn from it. Should I, you know, whatever it is, I don't make the decisions that I'm making, like these life-threatening, impacting decisions, because most of them, if any of them, they just aren't. And when you're not so hard on yourself and you're not trying to get it so perfect and you give yourself the grace to be a human being, humans make mistakes all the time. Humans do and say things that they shouldn't do all the time. I've gotten great at apologizing, by the way. Like, I now have the freedom to make mistakes. I'm not cavalier about it. I'm not like flippant about it. But if I've thought about something and gone through my process and make a decision and it's not ends up being the right one, I give myself the permission and the grace to not need to be perfect about everything. So it all really comes down to, I think, considering you more. We're just so wired and programmed to think about everyone else's need. Like, we think about the bills and we think about the children and we think about the clients and we think about the team and we think about the significant other. Once you start to create a habit of prioritizing yourself where you're really thinking about your desires, where you think about your needs, your dreams, your next level, like, and really get in that space of how good are you willing to let life get? That's when the miracles come in. That's because you've created the space, because you're like, you're sitting there taking a look at you. You've prioritized yourself. So you're actually in tune with your desires. And your desires, you've let yourself dream so big, you have no idea how to accomplish them. So that's when you just have all the space. You're like, oh, that's right. The hows are none of my business. And then you surrender it over to God and the universe. And you start to just consciously like create these great habits. Habits where you're creating more than enough time and more than enough space. And these habits lead to more than enough money and more than enough pleasure and more than enough grace. And yeah, there's going to be more mistakes because you're growing. You're not going to keep making the same mistakes, of course. You're a queen. You're going to just keep allowing yourself to do the dance of life in all of its glory. So yes, this requires you giving yourself permission to be the queen of your life, to be in charge, to be the powerful woman that you are, so that you're really living life by design. You're really doing life on your terms. And it takes space to do that, and it takes time. So let's no longer wait till the last minute. Sign up for the coaching program, buy the plane ticket, sign up for the conference event, whenever that happens again. Make the decision, and even if it's a no. Sometimes it can be hard to tell people no, but if the decision is a no, let it go. There's something else better for you and for them. Make the decision. Then you don't need to procrastinate, and you leave all this time and space to live your epic life, being who you know you're meant to be, doing what you're meant to do, and just, you know, just how great you feel, like how connected, how together you feel when you've worked out, done your morning routine, are mindful, like you've got your schedule managed. You're not like bumbling and fumbling through life. Things are organized, they're together, and it just feels great. I want you to feel great this holiday season and carry that on into the new year and carry it into the rest of your life. I want you to feel at the top of your game, knowing that you don't need permission from anyone to do anything. You can give it to yourself. And that starts with getting out of any avoidance and procrastination, making sure there's that time for you, and look and see how well you do life when you have made yourself the priority. So, my queen, I want to see what you are going to be making a priority in your life this holiday season. Take a screenshot of this episode and tag me on Instagram. Tell me your favorite thing that you have learned about this, what you're giving yourself permission to do, and anything about how you are getting out of all forms of procrastination, because you are a queen. I can't wait to hear from you. And until next time, lots of love.
Are you ready to confidently manifest your biggest dreams and your pinch me OMG desires, because I know I am, and I have the perfect Black Friday Cyber Monday special for you to thrive, to soar to the heights, to get rid of any form of lack or negativity or can't or financial struggle, because you and I, we're meant for greatness. So let's get together and do what we need to do to develop our queenhood, to further develop our spiritual superpowers, get so crystal clear on our desires, and up the faith, the confidence, and the certainty, so that no matter what, we are manifesting our biggest dreams together. And oh, by the way, not one day and not far out into the future. I'm talking right here, right now, over the next 90 days even. Let's draw in the miracles. Let's really get into our power. Let's create something new so we can stop being bored, so we can stop being stuck and stop being in the struggle. So for the first time ever, I am launching a live online Audacity to Be Queen book club event. That's right. It's all about the unapologetic art of dreaming big and manifesting your most fabulous life. For the first time, I'm going to be going through the teachings of the book in depth in this live event where you get to come, get coached, ask your questions, be around other queens who are totally going for the same thing. If you haven't read my book yet, you'll want to pick that up. But for those of you that have, you know, it's all about living your epic life, developing spirituality as your superpower, deepening into femininity, understanding that you have a purpose. And for such a time as this, and only from this position of queen, can you fulfill your calling. We're going to understand the human condition of our conditioning and why our brain thinks a certain way and why we've been in this sort of plateau or money struggle that we've been in. And then time to catapult it, time to claim the throne, claim your queenhood, and doing it the feminine way, the spiritual way, so that you have access to the divine. You're not trying to figure out everything on your own. And the combination of all of this is going to have you manifesting your miracles, not one day, but starting now. So come join us for the Audacity to Be Queen book club event. It's going to be amazing, and I want to see you there. You need to remember who you are. You get to be the woman that you came here to be. And I know that you know there's talent and brilliance and greatness in you. And some of this year may have knocked some of that around. So we're going to get you back into alignment, back into your power. Check out this amazing Black Friday special I've got for you. It's going to get you back on your path for success, being able to manifest every single dream you desire. All right, Queen, did you love this episode and know someone who would love it too? I would love for you to leave a review on iTunes and share this podcast over Instagram. Tag me at Gina DeVee. And thank you for Queen supporting Queens and for your continued support.